It was a very hot day, and the road was terribly dusty, and before Hans had reached the sixth milestone, he was so tired that he had to sit down and rest. However, he went on bravely, and at last he reached the market. After he had waited there some time, he sold the sack of flour for a very good price, and then he returned home at once, for he was afraid that if he stopped too late, he might meet some robbers on the way. "It has certainly been a hard day," said little Hans to himself as he was going to bed. "But I am glad I did not refuse the miller, for he is my best friend, and besides, he is going to give me his wheelbarrow." Early the next morning the miller came down to get the money for his sack of flour. But little Hans was so tired that he was still in bed.
"Upon my word," said the miller, "you are very lazy. Really, considering that I'm going to give you my wheelbarrow, I think you might work harder. Idleness is a great sin, and I certainly don't like any of my friends to be idle or sluggish. You must not mind my speaking quite plainly to you. Of course, I should not dream of doing so if I were not your friend."
"But what is the good of friendship if one cannot say exactly what one means?
Anybody can say charming things and try to please and flatter, but a true friend always says unpleasant things and does not mind giving pain. Indeed, if he is a really true friend, he prefers it, for he knows that then he is doing good.